Vectors Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
The Short Breaks 4P's podcast, building confidence through radio.
You are listening to the 4P's Short Breaks show on a Sunday.
The Island's Weather, sponsored by the 4P's Radio Training School, building confidence in young people using the main ingredients of radio. To find out more, go to 4ps.org.uk.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here is your weekly weather. Monday, we can expect thundery showers and a moderate breeze, highs of 18, lows of 13. Tuesday, we can expect light rain showers and a moderate breeze, highs of 20, lows of 14. Wednesday, we can expect sunny intervals and a moderate breeze, highs of 21, lows of 15. Thursday, we can expect sunny intervals and a gentle breeze, highs of 22, lows of 14. And finally, Friday, we can expect sunny intervals and a gentle breeze, highs of 22, lows of 14. That's it for your weekly weather. I'll update you more next weekend. Bye for now.
In Ireland news this week, families could get an extra £100 to spend on food as more than 200 local convenience stores will be topping up Healthy Start vouchers by £1. As part of its work to tackle food poverty, Southern Co-op has promised to add £1 to the value of every Healthy Start voucher, which is currently worth £4.25. Healthy Start vouchers provide additional support for families on lower incomes with children under four or pregnant women in order to access healthy foods. The vouchers can be used for fresh, frozen or tinned fruit and vegetables, fresh dried or tinned pulses, cow's milk and certain infant formula. From the 5th of July, the regional independent cooperative will be offering the top-up at all of its 201 stores across Berkshire, Bristol, Devon, Dorset, Hampshire, Kent, the Isle of Wight, Somerset, Sussex and Wiltshire. Locations of eligible cooperative food stores can be found at stores.thesoutherncooperative.co.uk. Meanwhile, the e-scooter scheme on the Isle of Wight is being extended to Sandown and Shanklin. The company behind it, Beryl, is offering people in the two towns the first 10 minutes of their rides free on the day of launch, which is from the 13th of July up until the 19th. Islanders are also being offered 10% off all minute bundles between the 7th and 18th of July. The additional 25 e-scooters have arrived 7 months after the scheme was launched in November last year. Since then, 32,000 journeys have been taken by 6,000 individual riders in Newport, Ryde and Cowes. There are 19 new bay locations in Shanklin and Sandown that can be found in the Beryl app. Bays have been chosen in full consultation with the Isle of Wight Council, Island Roads, Hampshire Constabulary and Solent Transport. Finally, a licence has been granted for the Isle of Wight's Together Festival. The three-day multi-genre family music festival is being held at Sandown Airport on Friday the 30th of July until Sunday the 1st of August. The event organisers have confirmed a licence has been granted by the Isle of Wight Council. Capacity for the music festival has been reduced by around 30%. Event organiser Mark Webber said, "We have lowered our capacity to make sure our attendees can feel safe in the knowledge there will be plenty of space for them if they choose to maintain a distance from other people." That's all, I'm Jasper Haycox-O'Toole.
Hi, I'm James from Vectors Radio, and here are some events that have happened on the past week in history. The 5th of July 1994 was when the famous e-commerce site Amazon was founded. The site was founded by Jeff Bezos, who is one of the richest people in the world. Amazon has been a big contributor to the rise of e-commerce and is currently the largest retailer on the internet. Interestingly, Amazon at first bought and sold only books and expanded over time. Amazon as a whole is worth over £300 billion. The 6th of July 1957 was when John Lennon and Paul McCartney, two members of the Beatles, met for the very first time. The pair met at a village fete in St Peter's Church in Liverpool. John was performing at the event with his band, the Quarrymen, while Paul was at the event because he knew a member of John's band. Paul then joined the band, and the other members of the Beatles joined over time. The Beatles is one of the biggest selling bands of all time, having sold over 250 million records in the UK. The 9th of July 1877 was when the very first Wimbledon tennis competition and the world's first lawn tennis tournament took place. The tournament contained only one category, men's singles, and the accumulated funds were to go towards fixing a broken roller, which was needed to maintain the lawn. Advertisements for the tournament were placed in a magazine, and those adverts mentioned that the value of the prize depended on how many people entered. Today, Wimbledon is one of the biggest tennis tournaments in the world. That's all for now. This is James from Vectis Radio.
During the 4P's radio course, I've learnt what it means to present, produce, promote and podcast.
I have learnt to edit voice recordings and to just be yourself.
And the 4P's has helped me improve my confidence.
I would really recommend this to people. It's just a really great experience. If you'd like to try it, contact Ian Mack at ian.mack@vectisradio.fm.
Hello, this is Jasper with my obscure word of the week. This week's word is futrils. F-E-W-T-R-I-L-S. It is a plural noun which refers to small things with little or no value, or knick-knacks. It can be used in the sentence, "There should be no argument over futrils such as pennies." It originated from the mid-18th century, however the etymology of this word is unknown. That's all. Join us next week for another obscure word of the week. Hello, this is Jasper with some obscure holidays of the week. Every year it may seem like everything gets a little bit more complicated. Simplicity Day on Monday the 12th of July is a day which encourages people to separate themselves from the craziness that is happening in the world and to make their lives better and more simpler. After all, there is a wide variety of tasks, jobs and responsibilities that people need to have nowadays, and the development of technology does not help with things like these. Throughout history, rocks have been used by mankind as tools for everyday life, and they have been essential ever since. Rock Day on Tuesday the 13th of July celebrates the stones produced from the cliffs and the crust of the earth. While rock music is still popular and loved by many, this day does not celebrate it at all. The day was created to ensure that people know that, as well as for early development, rocks play a vital role in the environment. Like most predators in any ecosystem, sharks are surprisingly helpful in protecting the seas, yet countless threats make them a vulnerable species. Shark Awareness Day on Wednesday the 14th of July is not a day to shout warnings to swimmers, despite the endless hours of laughs you can have while doing so. Although no one would ever want to go out and hug a shark, we can at least treat these creatures with respect and help to protect them. Finally, everyone has something they do not need which may be beneficial for others. Give Something Away Day on Thursday the 15th of July encourages people to simply give something away in aid of charities or anyone who may benefit from your gift. This can be as simple as donating clothes to a charity shop, paying for whoever is behind you at a supermarket, or by giving away change to someone in need. It is the least you can do to change a life. That's all, and join us next week for some more obscure holidays.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here are your celebrity birthdays. Jessica Simpson, who's a pop singer, born in 1980, who's 41. Phyllis Smith, who's a TV actress, born in 1951, who's 70. And finally, Angel Hayes, who's a rapper, born in 1992, who's 29. That's it for your famous birthdays. I'll have some more for you next weekend. Bye for now.
In Isle of Wight news this week, an ultimatum has been handed to Ryde Town Council over the future of Ryde Town Hall, and they have until the end of the month to make a decision. Despite discussions with the owner to buy the historic building, another offer has been put on the table, which means Ryde Town Council have to work out what its next step will be, or lose their chance to own the building. Speaking at a Ryde Town Council meeting this week, the Mayor of Ryde, Michael Lilly, said an extraordinary meeting will be called on Wednesday the 14th of July to discuss what to do following the delivery of a feasibility and viability study. Funding from Historic England was provided through the Heritage Action Zone to commission the study of the Town Hall and Theatre, but with the caveat the study would be made public. Councillor Lilly said the study will be available over the next week. At the meeting there will be a presentation and a decision for us to go to the next stage of purchasing or starting the process with the owner. Meanwhile, the Melbourne Ardenley Hotel in Shanklin has been shut down by the Isle of Wight Council with immediate effect due to the dangerous state of its utilities. Environmental health inspectors conducted an inspection of the premises on Queen's Road on Thursday the 1st of July and returned the next day to issue a prohibition notice preventing the establishment from using the gas supply within the hotel building. An official document from the Isle of Wight Council states the decision was taken due to the risk of serious personal injury with the danger of fire, explosion, gas leaks and carbon monoxide. There is said to be evidence that the gas installation and appliances are unsafe for use and need to be isolated immediately. It's not just the gas that is a cause for concern though, as a prohibition notice has also been issued in respect of the hotel's electricity supply. The council believes that there is a risk of electrocution, electric shock, or other serious personal injuries due to the potential degradation of fixed electrical systems as a consequence of a building not being used or maintained for a significant period of time. Finally, a live stage production of Isle of Wight actor Stephen White as fashion designer Alexander McQueen is currently streaming on BritBox. Stephen, who first began acting at Medina High School, won rave reviews for his West End performances in McQueen when he played the troubled fashion visionary who broke the rules and tragically died too young. I'm Jasper Haycox-O'Toole.
That's it for the Short Break Show. Thank you for listening.
The Short Break's 4Ps course. Building confidence through radio. Are you aged 11 to 19? Would you like to build your confidence and improve your communication skills? Well, why not come join us on the 4Ps Short Breaks course every Saturday morning? You can find full details on our website, 4ps.org.uk.